been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show.
Still say some of the most powerful vocals in rock. Married beautifully with guitar. Heart, what about love? Such a sound they had. Just incredible. Jason's Classic Cut on a Wednesday. Jerry Bader Show, 1007. A couple of final thoughts about Paul Ryan. And I do want to get to something else. He is now setting the table for Republicans, and they're still not stepping up to it. Oh, he's talking about cutting Medicaid, Medicare. At some point, they have to admit that is what needs to be done. And they need to make a pledge that if given the levers of power that they say they will use properly, they've got to go on the record. And they should vote on this in the House of Representatives. They'll never get a vote on it in the Senate, but they should push it and push it because this is the right strategy. Here's likely the bigger story, though, about Paul Ryan, and we didn't get to this yesterday. I had a lot of stuff on the plate yesterday. It's very likely that Paul Ryan is about to become a much more powerful person. Michigan Republican Representative Dave Camp announced Monday that he is not seeking re-election this fall. That means that Ryan now probably has a clear shot to chairman of the powerful House Ways Means Committee. Camp is chairman. Ryan has made no secret that he wants it. It's perfect for Paul Ryan, and in fact, the plan that he unveiled yesterday almost looks like a resume for that chairmanship. That would make him extremely powerful, much more in the public eye, much more on the cutting edge of the type of issues, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and so on. That's what the Ways and Means Committee is all about. That would be an interesting perch from which to run for president. I mentioned yesterday in my blog, the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com, that I think he may be more interested in running for president than I thought. I did kind of have that feeling. I thought the poverty comments and that he's courageously not backing down from them, that no, they weren't racist, and now this plan. This is the Paul Ryan, this is the Republican, that the conservative base has been waiting for. And I would be shocked if he doesn't get that committee chair. I'm quite sure they're going to hold on to the House. That he doesn't get that committee chair, Ways and Means, which is just huge. And I do think that's what this plan is building toward. That's interesting. A friend writes, it lacks emotional punch. He needs to couple a solid plan with the Democrats' war on children, which is what this debt and spending really is. That's a winner. She makes a really good point. Republicans aren't as good as Democrats as personalizing these things. They're really not very good at that. Part of the problem is because Democrats lie by personalizing these things. And that's what makes it more difficult for Republicans. By the way, Chris Christie was asked who he thought were solid candidates for president. He named everyone but himself. He named both Paul Ryan and Scott Walker. I still think Chris Christie is running. I'm still not sure that even if Scott Walker has a decisive win in November in re-election, I'm not so sure he is. I'm still not convinced of that. Now, I want to move on to this. This is another, there's a bunch of things in the news that we didn't get to yesterday because we were already backed up a day. And but I want your thoughts on this. There are things that in the history of automaking, there has been a constant. Every year, I would say, oh, certainly since the 50s and maybe even before then. But once TV came around, the automobile dealers learned that they can't sell the same car every year. And every year they would try to add an innovation. In the 1950s and 1960s, those innovations never had anything to do with safety. It was comfort, power, because they didn't want you to think about the car being unsafe. That's why they had to be forced to put seatbelts in. You know that? Well, if we put seatbelts in there, people are going to think our cars aren't safe. The federal government ultimately, I think in 63, mandated seatbelts in all passenger vehicles. By the way, I wish, you know what I wish car makers would put in, but they never will? Retractable jumper cables on a spool right by the battery that just pull right out. It's a great innovation, isn't it? You know why they won't do it? They don't want you, as you're looking at a new car, they don't want you ever to think about having to give it a jump. Oh, so what? I just always thought that would be a cool thing. It's a good idea, don't you think, Jason? Well, it's handy if you need to give someone else a jump. Why can't you just advertise it that way? I've got to go fishing for them otherwise. And by the way, every time I go fishing for them, it's because someone else needs a jump. Anyway, then automobile makers became more safety conscious. And now they start promoting, you know, the side curtain airbags and all of that. Some cars, some vehicles already have what's called rear view visibility systems and have for years, backup cameras. I drove one recently, one of our station vehicles here in Green Bay. I drove to Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's a Toyota Tundra truck. I actually don't like the way it has it. It's on the left side of the rear view mirror. It's in the mirror, Jason. Very disorienting. I just wanted it to go away because I'll use the mirror. Now, and it does kind of put the crosshairs so you can tell what you're, okay. Once I got used to it, I've used them in other vehicles. I rented a Toyota Sienna van in Seattle, Washington. I love that feature. It was like a 7-inch TV screen right in the middle. Yeah. Now, here's what's going on. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration issued a proposed rule Monday requiring all new light vehicles, including cars, SUVs, trucks, and vans, to have rear view visibility systems or backup cameras. The rule, which would be final in 60 days, would start phasing in May 2016 and be at 100% by May 1st, 2018. Yeah, your sister-in-law's Suburban has it, and it's its own screen. It's great that way. I really didn't like it in the mirror. Anyway, now this comes at a cost that you're going to have to pay. It's going to increase the cost of vehicle. I want to give you the two arguments, and then I want your thoughts. The argument is safety shouldn't be optional and that you shouldn't have to pay more for it. Well, you do pay more for it. Everybody pays more for it when you mandate it in vehicles. This has been you know, through the years, some people think cruise control should be standard. It virtually is now. Because it is easier to drive a long distance when you don't have to keep your foot on the gas the whole time. Others think cruise is actually more dangerous because you set it at 74 miles an hour and you ain't stopping for nobody. I've seen people like that. This is different, though. Can you imagine seatbelts being optional? Could you imagine saying, well, we offer them, but if you don't want to pay for them, that's up to you? Jason says, it's the law. I'm saying imagine that it weren't the law. Imagine they never passed that law. That's what I'm saying. And you could decide not to have seatbelts. Should safety be optional? This is the same debate with wearing a helmet when riding a motorcycle. When I was a liberal, I thought it should be mandatory. Now that I'm more libertarian conservative, I say, look, if you want to take the chance, as a former state lawmaker said, ride to live, live to ride, let those who ride decide. Should safety be optional? Should you be able to say, yeah, I want to pay more for that backup camera, or perhaps a more expensive safety innovation that comes along in the next 2 years, but it should be my call? Or should the additional cost of this be mandated to everyone because safety shouldn't be an option? What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. See what you think in 5 minutes. It's 1018.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.